Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it. Toys R Us made two fatal mistakes that led to a death spiral. That's pretty serious, pretty heavy. This article that I actually clipped probably about a month ago while all the news headlines were talking about Toys R Us and the terrible job that it's done and kind of the position it falls into. And I'm not here to today chat about or debate the merits of the Toys R Us business, what's good or what's bad about it, but rather use this as a jumping off point to ask you a couple of questions about your business that could, you know, who knows, maybe get you thinking about it a little bit differently and start to plan for it. So this article talks about two things. It says, hey, there were a bunch of fatal mistakes that Toys R Us made, but a couple of the big ones, the two big ones were having a subpar website and number two, spending too much on stores. So if I cash that out a little bit, the idea here is that Toys R Us has lost in the digital space. And although recent digital investments have been made, the website and general e-commerce proposition are still below par. Toys R Us continues to lose online market share in toys. Now, I'm going to come back to that point in a minute. I'm going to talk about the second point as well. Toys R Us has huge big box stores similar to Best Buy or Target that are expensive to staff and maintain. Toys R Us has large, expensive stores. These are increasingly unsuited to what customers want and expect, and they are steadily becoming less productive and efficient. So two ideas there, not having a great website and spending too much on stores. If I was to flesh that out a little bit and make it relevant to an entrepreneur or business owner listening to this, or you, if you're trying to look for some interesting things to think about today relative to your business, that's my goal. My goal is to encourage you, on occasion, entertain you as it relates to business and to try and get you thinking differently about things. So first of all, if you had to come up with two reasons why your business is going to fail, what would those two reasons be? Could you name them off right now? Would one of them be that the customer experience is not better than the competition's? Or that your customer experience is not terribly unique enough that it's going to continue to attract customers long after the market has changed? So that would be my first question. Because as I look at the website comment about Toys R Us and I look at spending too much on stores, it's not that the website is the problem. It's not that the stores are the problem. The problem with the website and the stores in the case of Toys R Us is the customer experience. If you go online, you're not getting the experience at a minimum you would expect to get from a toy merchant or a toy retailer. And you go into the store and you're not getting the experience you've just come to expect when you go to a store. So I ask the question again, in your business, what are the two things or the one thing that's going to cause your business to fail? And is there something you can do about it right now? If it relates to the customer experience, I'm a huge believer that the customer experience will save the day all the time. Since I was a teenager, all I've done is read business biographies. And while the ideas are really cool and the products and services are really cool, kind of the golden rule that I've been able to come up with, the only consistent variable across many successful businesses, and I've just finished reading Sam Walton's biography about the Walmart story, it's that you got to put the customer first. That your customer has to be the most important thing in your business. Because let's face it, without the customer, you don't even have a business. So all of the things that we spend our time on, you know, tweaking an internal systems and procedures manual, or trying to figure out how to make our email work better, or some of the things that maybe are important, but they don't directly contribute to the customer experience, or maybe things that we should be reconsidering. If you're a small business or a medium-sized business, you don't have unlimited resources. You don't have unlimited time. You don't have unlimited money. You don't have unlimited people. So you've got to get to a point of being really good at leveraging what you do have into the customer experience so that if you're treating your customers better than the competition, because this Walmart story is fresh on my mind, long after lots of your competitors in the market don't make it, your business will make it because the customer is king or queen, or king and queen, however you choose to perceive it. But the customer is your most important, is the most important thing that you need to be protecting in your business. And I just thought that this Toys R Us story really, to me, spoke to the lack of the customer experience that ultimately has caused Toys R Us to find itself in the position that it's in now. Yeah, maybe they could have had cheaper products. Yeah, maybe they could have made buying products a little bit easier, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, it was the experience that customers were not getting that was causing them to no longer spend money with Toys R Us, which ultimately has caused their demise. Because if you're not selling stuff, it means you're not making a profit. If you're not making a profit, then you're losing money. If you're losing money, you can only do that for so long before the world comes to an end in your business. And so that's all I've got today. It was just an idea that had been floating around for about a month now. And I was going to talk specifically about Toys R Us business because I do have some opinions about that. But as I step back from it, I just thought, you know, what are, if I had a chance to sit with an entrepreneur and I could say to them, here's just one thing to think about today, it would be, what are the reasons your business is going to fail? And do they have anything to do with the customer experience? Because some of the other reasons that you come up with, chances are not going to be as critical as the customer experience. The price of your service isn't going to do it. The way in which you acquire your product or service isn't going to do it. I believe it's ultimately always going to come down to how are you treating customers, how are you talking to them, and how are you getting in front of them. So hopefully that gives you something to think about today. I appreciate you tuning in, whether you're listening on the podcast or you are watching on YouTube. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, do what you need to do so that other entrepreneurs and business owners can find this content as well. So again, thanks very much. We'll catch you on the next episode.